I want to be very clear here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. No Gabe today. He is out today and tomorrow, so Chew and I holding down the fort. I want to be very clear on this. You will take every single win in a playoff series, and I still think that the Bulls can, or Bucks rather, can win this series. I was very confident headed into it just because of the way the regular season had gone, Chew, where the Bucks had won every game up against the Bulls this year. But 93-86 is not the score that I thought we were going to see. The Bucks are a team that average well over 100 points per game, so the 93 does indicate that they had a poor shooting night, right? Bulls had a poor shooting night as well, but I think that I was surprised that the Bucks had a 16-point lead at one point, and then, per usual, that third quarter, the third quarter rolls around, and all of a sudden, the Bulls are right back in this thing. So I wanted to do our Seinfeld scale this morning as far as your confidence level of the Bucks still winning this series, okay? So what's our Seinfeld level again, Ashton?
Well, we start with this one.
Yada, yada, yada.
We move on to the middle.
You look a little stressed.
Oh, I'm stressed.
And me most days.
I'm freaking out! I am freaking out!
That's a fair point. Chew, where are you now after seeing last night's game 93-86 and how poorly both teams shot, but that the Bucks did walk away with the victory at home? Where are you now with this series?
I am yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada.
They'll still sweep. This is the closest the Bulls will get. The Bulls aren't very good. Probably doesn't help that they're playing the Bulls because there is a letdown. I mean, I look at the year we won it and our hunger level going into the following year, you're just like, you have moments where you expect to win and you kind of win ugly, which is kind of what happened. I am not concerned one bit, but I am concerned about the Celtics or the Nets because they are a huge upgrade from the Bulls, I believe.
From a competition standpoint, yes. From a team standpoint. Yeah. And we'll get into, as I said, the Celtics winning and Kyrie crying a little bit later in the show. It was absolutely an ugly win. There's no question about it. Jumped out hot. I thought, oh boy, here we go. It's going to be an absolute curb stomping by the home team, the Bucks, obviously. And then, again, that third quarter reared its ugly head. Ashton, I know you pay attention to a lot of what the Bucks do this season. What is it about that third quarter where consistently this season, during the regular season, they have struggled. They have come out flat out of halftime and allowed lesser teams to get back in these things.
I mean, we can get more from Eric Name when he joins us later at 8:15, but to me, the biggest thing is that they just get out of their rhythm. So, like, they come out of the locker room and it's like the other teams are saying, hey, we're going to attack the basket. We're going to do this. We're going to hit a couple of open shots. And the Bucks all of a sudden defensively go, oh, wait, what was our plan again? What are we doing? They're hitting shots now. How do we do this? And on offense, it's pretty much the same. They're just missing shots is what it feels like. And yesterday felt like the entire game was what the third quarters have been, which is just, we're just going out there and we're missing shots.
Was this a disrespect game, though, for the Bulls? We're 10.5-point dogs.
Honestly,
you know, this is ridiculous.
If it was that, I think they would have played a little bit better. They didn't play. The Bulls did not. Here's how I'll phrase it. The Bulls played into the Bucks' hand defensively like no other. The Bulls were the least volume shooting three-point team in the league this year. They did not shoot threes hardly ever, and they were efficient about doing it. They didn't do it at all. They shot a ton of threes in this game, and they missed a ton of threes in this game, which is exactly what the Bucks wanted them to do. So defensively, Bucks did everything right, I thought. They just turned over the ball so often.
So are you guys both yada, yada, yada?
I think we're asking the question wrong. The way I think we should phrase the question is, after this game won, how, on the Sanford scale of concern, how are you with the Bucks moving on to the finals? Like, I don't think anyone is actually concerned about the series unless you are at all, Jen. Like, I still don't see that.
I'm not concerned about the series, but it definitely exposed something yesterday. And again, I'm not saying that it was just about the Bucks. It was about the Bulls as well. Maybe it's as simple as you had a few days off, you got to get back into a rhythm, you got to figure it out again. But it feels like if you're the dominant team in the NBA, which the Bucks consider themselves to be, you should come out game one and be able to just absolutely dominate a team like the Bulls, who you were able to have success against over and over and over again during the regular season. What I want to know about that third quarter is, what is it? Is it effort? Is it energy? Is it mental? Is it a fluke? Like, what? How do you explain?
It's point of emphasis. It's point of it, because Holmgren, when guys used to play in the preseason, he was, like, for the last two preseason games, he was adamant about having the starters at least start one series going into the second half, because it is different. You go into a locker room, you stop sweating, you got to restart the engine. So if you don't have a point of emphasis to it, which kind of seems like the Bucks' problem, you're going to struggle at it. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I mean, it's like clockwork.
Whatever.
Right?
And then what happens is I think other teams recognize this trend of the Bucks coming out flat-footed in the third quarter. They're more likely to pounce on that. I mean, if you're in the locker room, tell me you're not going, well, the good news is Milwaukee doesn't show up in the third quarter, so we got a real opportunity to get ourselves back into this game. You feel emboldened. You feel empowered. You feel like, hey, this is our time. Let's take advantage of it. And then teams do. Milwaukee is terrible defensively in the third quarter. They have a net rating of -6.1 in the regular season. And they're also dead last in defensive rating in the third quarter. Like, those two things don't bode well. And so my question to you, Ashton, and we will ask Eric Name when he's on the show a little bit later, 8:15, Eric Name, Bucks athletic reporter, will join us as well. Is it effort? Is it energy? Is it a fluke? Or is it mental when it comes to the Bucks third quarter issues?
I honestly think it's fluky. Like, which is a weird thing to say about something that's happened throughout an entire season, that it's fluky, but it just seems like a weird thing because, again, they're still winning games. They're coming, and in the third quarter yesterday, they did close the third quarter out really well.
They did, you're right.
And then the fourth quarter, they took over, and their defense was awesome from Drew and West. So it's a very fluky thing, and I'll be interested to see how the Bulls respond, because if the third quarter is anything to be said for the rest of the series, it's just going to be a slogfest the whole way, which is not great for the Bucks.
Oh, by the way, Giannis named one of the three finalists yesterday for MVP, something that we expected and we knew, but they made it official. It is him, Embiid, and Jokic who are the three guys finalists for the MVP. And he got into foul trouble in yesterday's game as well. Now, again, I think I mentioned already he got his, so it wasn't as though he was at all affected by the foul trouble. But it did feel a little like, I thought the Bucks would go out there and just curb stomp the Bulls. And when the Bulls, when that didn't happen, I was like, yeah. And again, this is with both teams shooting poorly. So to me, it almost was the equalizer. It wasn't like the Bucks shot poorly and the Bulls shot well, and you go, well, the Bucks won't shoot that poorly going forward. It wasn't like the Bulls shot poorly and the Bucks shot well, and you'd be like, well, the Bulls will shoot better next time they're out there on the floor. It was kind of, since both teams shot poorly, I feel like it equalized, and it kind of showed you, are the Bulls within 10 points of the Bucks going forward? Like, should we expect these games to be closer than 10 points going forward?
I think yes.
Really?
Yeah, but again, 10 points, that could be 7 points. If the Bucks win every game by 7 points, like, you're still fine. They're still winning.
Yeah, but
the
it
games.
Was there for the taking.
For sure.
It was there for the taking, and they still couldn't take it.
I mean, look, truth be told, I mean, I'm a Bulls fan, but again, I want the Bucks
but
to win
still.
But you
know they have no chance.
I do. I know that. Okay. And then yesterday, I'm getting frustrated watching the Bulls play exactly into the Bucks' hands defensively. That, to me, is what the Bucks did so well yesterday, is they had a defensive game plan. The Bulls played right into it, and it ended up working out well down the stretch. Like I said, Drew and West were really good. Zach LaVine finished, 18 points? DeMar DeRozan shot 6 of 100 from the field. He was awful. They had to rely on Nikola Vucevic. If that's what's happening, the Bucks are winning the series and not even sweating.
800-990-3776. Let's get out to Dan in Sheboygan. Dan, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Dan. Now, remember, it is a win. I don't want it to seem like they lost the game. They won the game, which is fantastic, but it just left a lot to be desired, Dan.
Well, in answer to your question directly, the third quarter, a lot of respected NBA coaches will say the most important part of the game is the first 5 minutes of the third quarter. So I think that goes all to Coach Bud, because that's the time where the adjustments show up. And that's the time where I think where he's getting no coach. Remember, Giannis scored 50 in game 6 last year. He didn't know coach anybody. Giannis just played out of his mind. That's why they won the title last year. But Kevin Durant is 3 inches further behind the arc. Yep. They don't get out of the second round.
Yep.
And Kevin Durant has Kyrie Irving for all the entire series this year. And plus you got Embiid and Harden, which is better than the number 1 and number 2 for Milwaukee. Hands down.
What?
Well, I think they're...
Dan, no. I have to act as Gabe today for this. Did you just say that Joel Embiid and James Harden are better than the Bucks 1 and 2?
Yes.
Okay, which of those two is the best number 1?
General manager in the league.
Which is...
General manager in the league. Would you trade Giannis and Chris Middleton for Joel Embiid and James Harden? Name me one general manager that would make the trade straight up.
John Horst would not do that. John Horst, the Bucks general manager.
He's the only one.
They won a title last year. I'll give you Harden over Middleton, but I can't give you Embiid over Giannis.
Oh, I actually thought that that Embiid and Giannis was closer than Harden and Middleton, just from an attitude standpoint. Like, I can't handle Harden. I don't need a guy like him around. Is he talented? Absolutely. Doesn't play defense.
Yeah, he doesn't play D. But he can light
Milton's
it up.
Defense over his any day of the week. Thanks for the call, Dan. Appreciate you. I think that's a really good submission. for the potential pull? Is it coaching in the third quarter? What's to blame for the third quarter lulls, the third quarter, if you will? I'm willing to put coaching on that list. Effort, energy, a fluke, mental, and coaching. Now, that's five things. We can't put five things on the poll.
You know what we can do then, Jen, though, is that if anyone remembers the Jason Kidd era well, energy and effort is one word to Jason Kidd, so maybe we could use that as one poll
question. So we go energy and effort on one line. We go mental on another line, like it's a mental block that it's in their heads now that they're bad in the third quarter, so then they just kind of manifest it. Fluke and coaching. What do you think? If we're trying to figure out, again, I think it goes back to those numbers we talked about. We just talked about how defensively they really struggle in the third quarter. I don't know why. They're a very good defensive team otherwise. But so is that effort then? Is that energy? Is Dan Wright coaching plays a role in this?
Column A, column B, column C.
We got a little buffet happening here?
You got to put some on coaching. They don't. Do they not make the right adjustments coming out? Are they not ready to play coming out? Like I said, if it's not a point of emphasis, you know, then players know that, you know. We used to chart, and they still do. They chart everything in the NFL, but how many times does this team score in an opening drive? Or how many times do they score, you know, coming out of the break? Those are all, important things.